I see what you did there, Joe.
Mercy, mercy me.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. On the fan. Things aren't what they used to be. It used to be the game, the big game between Mercy and IND, a Baltimore tradition, most recently played at Towson. And unfortunately, IND is no longer around. Another Baltimore tradition. All these Catholic schools closing, it breaks your heart. And so Nick Gill, who's the athletic director of Mercy High School, he's not one to sit on his hands. He put something together now, and they have an answer to the big game being gone. Nick, you're here with Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. What's going on? Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for your time. First of all, congratulations. Your basketball team, undefeated so far in the B2 conference, having an extraordinary year. You really turned that program around.
Thanks, man. It's been a crazy ride the last couple of years. I know you and I have talked a lot about building the program, and you know how impressed I am with what you've done at Mount Carmel, building that program. And you know, I feel like Mercy's arrived now, and we're having a really nice season, and we're excited to move into the playoffs.
Now, you got some plans. IND. How long was the IND, the Mercy IND game? How many years did that go?
54 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So we played IND in what was called the game for 54 years. Now the original rivalry actually of this big sporting event, which has now become the largest all-girls sporting event in the state of Maryland, actually started in 1964, and it was Mercy versus Seton High School.
Okay.
And that went on at the Civic Center for 3 years, and then a new rivalry started after that, which was then Mercy and IND, and that lasted for 54 years. And unfortunately, IND closed, and we, you know, decided that we wanted to bring a version of this back, but rebrand it as the Classic. And so now it'll be versus Maryvale at the CQ Arena on February 25th.
So you're trying to turn this into the same thing that you had with IND, which this could be something pretty cool that year after year we're seeing this and carry on a new legacy, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and you know it's the first one, so we're excited to start it. You know, every rivalry has to start somewhere, and this is the first one. I know that the alumni bases from both Mercy and Maryvale are very energized about this, and we expect a very large crowd.
They need cool names for these things. I know in Brooklyn, two high schools, one very heavy Italian population, the Lafayette High School and New Utrecht. They play every year on Thanksgiving. It's the Lasagna Bowl. I kid you not.
I love that. Nick Gill, athletic director of Mercy High School. Nick, do you find it, I don't want to say strange, because it's not really strange, kind of, it's cool actually that people who have no association with either school have gone to this game. I went to this game when I was in high school, I think maybe even early in college, and I have no association with either of these schools. It's kind of the girls' basketball version of City Poly in football.
Yeah, it's City Poly in football. It's the Turkey Bowl between Loyola and Calvert Hall. It's a longstanding rivalry that we had with IND for like I said before, 54 years, and it's more than just a game. It's a showcase of the school's cultures. You get the pep squad from Mercy that performs, and they're unbelievable. They're an unbelievable group that put a lot of work in, and they perform in the pregame, and the cheerleaders perform at halftime. The student sections are unreal. It's almost like a college-type atmosphere with student sections. Our student section has their own curtain of distraction, so when the other team's shooting free throws down at our end, you know, we have curtains that open up, and kids in costumes pop out and try to distract the girls shooting free throws. It's a really cool event.
Now, are tickets available now to the public?
Yes, tickets are available to the public. You can purchase them online at either Mercy High School's website or Maryvale's website, or you can purchase them at school. They're $15 in advance, so $15 before the day of the game. On the day of the game, they're $17 at the door.
There is Nick Gill, athletic director of Mercy High School. Nick, thanks a lot. Continued success, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1057.
Starting that's a new tradition, right?
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, because you can't just say, well, we don't have that anymore. They closed. There it goes. Nick is very innovative. He's a good friend of mine as well. He's a very innovative athletic director, young man. Reminds me a lot of our director, Alex Bilski over at Mount Carmel. They're always thinking about what's next. You know, okay, we did this. What's next? And you like working for those guys.
Yeah, you do. I also love these kind of rivals. I think they're just fun, and I love the history and tradition of these things. And I'm always amazed how, you know, the kids get into it and seem to understand what it means, even though they're born, like, you know, 40 years after the first one took place, mm-hmm. or 50 years. But they still, you know, carry it on.
Yeah. And it is that. It's tradition. Like I said, in high school, I believe, my freshman year in college, I went again. Of course, when I start coaching high school girls basketball, I start going again. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm telling you, man, it's a who's who of the basketball community.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Good way to recruit, too, because a lot of parents of middle schoolers go to that as well. So it's one of those things you got to be there. 410-583-1057. It's like a lot of the coaches, the coach college ball, go to the NCAA tournament. And it's like a convention for coaches. That's kind of how these games have always been, like kind of a convention of high school coaches. Everybody's there, so good luck for them. And they get to do it after the season, the regular season's over. So Mercy can, for all intents and purposes, be, you know, right now they're undefeated in the B2 conference. Who knows? They could be the B2 champs when this mm-hmm. game takes place.
It would be cool. I just love the fact
so could Maryvale.
You know, trying to pick something up. And continue it on, and you know, like Ed was telling the story about the lasagna bowl, which is funny, but you know, like I do think these things are important. Like, I'm not involved with the turkey bowl with Calvert Hall and Loyola. I don't have, you know, the proverbial dog in the fight, mm-hmm. but it's always an interesting thing. And my friends that went to private schools, like watching them get into it, mm-hmm. I wish I was into something like that, you know, mm-hmm. year after year that mm-hmm. meant something to me.
Yeah,
we played the same school every Thanksgiving in high school.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Far Rockaway High School.
Did they call it anything?
No, but it was our tradition. It was televised. It was, you know, like Channel 11, I think, covered it, you know, PIX in New York. But that was a long, long-standing rivalry.
City Poly. Oh, I'm sorry. Poly City. Got to reverse it both ways. I used to go there every year, watch them. Mm-hmm. And then one of my best friends played. He was a quarterback for City, I think. He started my senior year in high school. I remember coming back home for Thanksgiving to see him play that year as well. Larry Williams. But then Tony Thorne. No, he came after Tony Thorne. Oh, Terrence Super, who was a neighbor of mine, took over the city as well. So this is tradition. I love high school and college traditions.
Me too.
I think they're better than professional traditions because
You
know what I mean? Because it's more about the school. Like mm-hmm. Lakers Celtics isn't what it used to be because the league has become more about players.
For sure.
You know? But when it comes to high school rivalries, mm-hmm. I don't care who's in those uniforms.
Yeah.
It's about the schools.
Because it doesn't matter how good the teams are at that time. It's the same rivalry. Because our rival was Boys High, because we were both really good. Boys High was a football power. But it doesn't matter, because you still look forward to that game at the end of the year at Thanksgiving.